Blog Talk Radio.
There's a kiss, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our art, we can make the change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together. Together, use your voice, sing your song, tell everyone you made the decision to live for love. No more war, no matter where. This is the vision. Now we see and we know we can build this bridge together as we share.
Welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio with Audrey Scott Williams, coming to you every Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. You can call to speak with the host at 424-243-9656. Today on Peace Talks, with Audrey Scott Williams on Now Time Radio. I, Rafia Carrion, am keeping it down this Friday. And also remember to listen or join in the conversation by calling 424-243-9695 or by internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Today, I am very excited to introduce our guest, Makua Ray, the founder and creative director of Road Ridge Media, and also a former Beyond the Global Divide member. He has shared his talents with many indigenous and peace movements, such as the Moon Calendar Change Peace Movement, the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, the Synthesis 2012, and Road Unity 2012. This event was held in Mexico. It coincided with the closing of the 2012 13 Moon Calendar. Makua is also a singer, songwriter, music producer, and also in the process of producing his new album, The Dolphins. Welcome, Makua. How are you?
Greetings. I'm grateful. How are you?
It's nice to hear from you.
Likewise. It's a special surprise to hear you on the boards there holding it down.
I know. So it's been a really busy year for you, especially with the event, the 13 Moon Calendar event in Mexico. Do you mind sharing with us the details of this event and how it's affecting you and those around you?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, this event was a production that I was part of. It took place in Chichen Itza, which is a sacred site in the state of Yucatan in Mexico, and it coincided with the closing of the cycle, December 21st. And for me, my participation was, I guess we could say, multidimensional in the sense that I was involved in a very physical day-to-day production relative to social media and helping to organize the event. But then furthermore, my deep inspiration to become involved had to do with really wanting to be in a meaningful location for what some know to be the end of the Mayan calendar. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I discovered this event was happening, when I first learned about it last April, I knew that it was meant for me to be there so I could physically be on location in that particular place, because Chichen Itza is a very, very powerful sacred place, especially for the Maya, but also for the whole planet relative to the shift in consciousness that we're actually now just here, you know, within 1 month now, beyond December 21st, we're just in really the high tide of this shift. So it's a really amazing thing. And for me, I mean, it's obviously, you know, been very personally transformative. It's also obviously affected those around me as well, in the sense that everybody, whether close or far, is experiencing this shift in one way or another. Now, some of us happen to be more aware that there's a shift underway so that we have a heads up that we're actually being called to navigate things in our lives. So a lot of people are experiencing things coming up for them. Me in my own personal life, you know, things come up in my own inner journey, things come up, and I have the opportunity to look at it and to recognize that these are things that are being called up to be transformed or to be accepted, to be loved and nurtured, to move through. You know, and I think the biggest thing for me is moving more and more into a space of, as they would say back in the old churches, blessed assurance, the knowing that everything is in absolute divine and perfect order.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. And would it be safe to say that regardless if an individual is aware of the 13-moon calendar or not, that this shift is occurring within every individual within the world? And it happens in different ways for different people, but it's all for the betterment of humanity. Is that the full essence of what the shift is about?
Oh, I totally agree. I think that's a very accurate way to look at it. You know, I mean, the shift is universal. It's planetary, it's galactic, and it's all-inclusive. Now, some are obviously going to surf this energy in a way where they've anticipated it, and now they're riding that wave, and other people are being tossed about, other people are being tossed around by it. But either way, and every variation in between, and the reality is that it's all meant, as you said, for the betterment of ourselves personally, of our families, our communities, and the planet at large, because it is a planetary shift.
So for those individuals that desire to surf the wave of this beautiful shift, do you have any advice on how to surf the wave of this shift instead of being tossed about and learn? I mean, eventually we're all going to get to the same finish line, to the same point. But for those individuals that wish to get there the most easiest and loving way, do you have any advice on how to access this energy?
Well, one thing I would definitely recommend that I've been learning for myself is to be in a space of non-judgment, because things are going to come up. The shift includes the revealing of a lot of things that maybe through shame or fear about ourselves and maybe those around us that we have been either resistant to or unwilling to see. And part of the shift is the releasing and the transformation of what we might even consider our darkness, if you will, relative to maybe how we perceive or judge as negativity. Maybe there's things, for example, from our past that we have been very uncomfortable about, or we've been very resistant to accepting, and yet and still it's there. And because the shift is also about sort of turning us inside out, you know, the reality is whatever is the content of the inner world, whether we perceive it to be good or bad or anything, we're coming to the place where we have to accept it. Acceptance of it allows us the choice. It allows us the opportunity to perceive ourselves now through a lens of non-judgment and ultimately a lens of unconditional love. Because in order for us to move through these changes and these challenging times, we're very much in the thick of it, as we could say. And the reality is it's not just us. It is those around us. It is our community. It's the leadership of nations. It's the institutions of old. Everything is subject to change. And as it is changing, we want to be mindful not to be caught in the trap of judgment. It doesn't mean that there's not things that are necessary to be changed. It just means that the approach we take in changing them, we have to be grounded in love. We have to be grounded in the spirit of compassion so that we can be in the highest action, in the highest mode of service, you know, for ourselves and for the world.
Yes. Thank you, Makua. I do want to hit on your new album that's coming up. But before we go there, I want to, at the Quantum Leap Transformational Center here in Cottonwood, Alabama, we have been talking about the shift. Even if a person is not aware of the 13-moon calendar, it is happening. And my sense of it is that a lot of pure energy is coming from the earth, that we're easily able to access. And so the challenge comes where are we willing to let go of our old habits that kept us confined or kept us from following out our dreams? Now we have no excuses. We have the ancestral power, the earth power, the galactic power to manifest all that we desire to manifest. It's just a matter of us believing it and knowing it and just going for it. So I thank you so much for sharing that information. Is there a particular website that individuals can go to find out more information about the 13 Moon Calendar and the event that you participated in Mexico?
Well, what I would recommend for people who want to learn more about the 13 Moon 28-day calendar is that they visit the website for the Foundation for the Law of Time. And that website is www.lawoftime.org, lawoftime.org. As far as the event is concerned, it being that it was really like a one-time event, people can visit a Facebook page that's the predominant location for information about the event. And that would be facebook.com/synthesis2012, 2012. But more particularly for me and my focus definitely being on perpetuating calendar change, in other words, helping people to become aware of natural timing, to become aware that time is a frequency. And part of the shift we're talking about here is a consciousness shift. It could also be called a frequency shift. So we're moving out of the frequency of separation, which also has its own dominant timing frequency in the world, and moving into the harmonious frequency of the earth power, as you said, or the galactic power, the timing of the star. It's interesting that we find ourselves, it's certainly no coincidence, in the year 2013, and the frequency of natural time is actually 1320. And so there's an incredible science around this that in part the traditional Maya have been aware of and were aware of. What is being renewed is more so the galactic lens in relationship with the Earth lens. So you have not just the timing here on Earth, but as you also mentioned, the galaxy. That is the bigger picture that we're beginning to now remember more so consciously. And then that's the work that I am focused on in working with the Foundation for the Law of Time. There's also, for people's information, a Facebook page where I would encourage them to visit related to this knowledge, and it is called facebook.com/galactic synchronization. Galactic synchronization. And then that's a place where people can actually find me on Facebook, and I work with the foundation through that page to help curate the page as well as to share knowledge about this timing frequency.
And also, the timing frequency, the 13 moon calendar cycle, how is that influencing your new work, especially your new album that is coming forward, Dolphin?
Yes.
Or would you like to express, you know, the energy around that new album?
Wow. Thank you. Well, for me, it really goes back to a former album that I produced with the help of Audrey Scott Williams back in the year 2004, and it's called Simple Truth. And that was the first album that I actually put out where I was conscious to this timing frequency. And as a result, that album had specifically 13 songs. And then in the artwork for the album, I specifically used what's called the galactic notation of the Mayan calendar to indicate each of the 13 songs. So similar as to what people will find in the Mayan temples and sacred areas, they'll find the etching in stone of these particular numerical values. I use the same indicators on that record. Now, fast forward to now time where we are in relationship to 2013. Here it is 9 years later. Now, 9 is a very significant number relative to the cosmology of the ancient Maya, who received it from their African forebears, referred to, popularly referred to as the Olmec. So keeping in the tradition of understanding these numbers and the power of the number 9 as it relates to transformative consciousness, as it relates to levels of consciousness, I find it fitting that now I'm being guided to finally manifest this album 9 years later. It's almost as if I've had to go through these 9 years of transformation myself to even be able to carry the frequency that's being called for in this record. The reason that I call it Dolphin is because the dolphin species is a very powerful helper on the earth, a helper for humanity. It's understood by many wisdom traditions that the dolphin, in fact, comes from the star system Sirius. The system of Sirius is also responsible for the telepathic communication of this natural timing that we're talking about when we talk about the 13th moon 28-day calendar, when we talk about the Maya Zolt'in calendar, or the sacred count of days. So for me, referring to the album as Dolphin, it's not only a song on the project, but it's also the understanding of our significant relationship as the human species with the dolphins, as well as the whales, that are said to have arrived on the planet Earth from the star system Sirius. So there's more of that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm really excited to hear your new album. And for those of you who haven't had the experience of listening to his first album, it's very powerful, very healing. I listened to that album more than several occasions, and I can feel the healing energy from your words, from the different tones that you chose to use in the songs. So I look forward to hearing your new album. And for those listeners that are interested in purchasing your older album, where could they go to purchase your album?
Thank you. It's available in digital format right now. It's available online. If they visit makuaray.bandcamp.com, they'll find the album there. But I'll give you the exact URL address. It's mikayuakray.bandcamp.com/album/simple truth. So that is the location where the album is online, makuaray.bandcamp.com. There's also another song on that Bandcamp page from a musical project that I started last year with a friend of mine called Telectone, and that's it's more of a kind of a studio production type of a project with a song called Simplify, which was the only song that we really did end up publishing last year and releasing publicly, which is a combination of the words simplify and unify. So Simplify as a, you know, sort of a, what we understood to be some of the direction we were receiving spiritually for the time ahead, to simplify and unify as and amongst ourselves, but also as the human family.
Yes, and I think people are ready, more people, massive amounts of people are ready to hear the music you and your the people within your circle are producing. And we need more music that help us to remember who we truly are, our true connection. And I'm really excited about the new album coming forward. Also, I wanted just to hit on your self-styled sound called Otherworld Soul. Can you explain exactly what that is to our listeners?
Well, thank you. You know, sometimes when we're asked as artists, you know, well, what type of music do you make? What we can find is that if I say, well, I do, you know, one particular genre, then I find myself get pigeonholed into that. And then people expect that that's sort of the limitation around what I do. With my first album, when it came time to answer that question, which is somewhat inevitable, I said that I do soul folk music. Because at that time, that album was acoustic. It was just piano and vocal. The album before then, when I had a band back around the turn of the millennium called Moya, when I was in Washington, D.C., we called that music progressive soul. So when it came time to evolve my sound into where I find myself now, the past few years, what I've sort of been kind of working on in the laboratory, sort of in my own personal space, you know, I've become more conscious to our interconnection with interdimensional reality, with other worlds that have a direct and definitive influence on our world here, whether that's through personal spiritual transformation or through even world affairs or the world over. You know, we're influenced constantly by the galaxy. We're influenced constantly by star people, star knowledge, ancestral awareness, and every indigenous culture has some relationship with some place else in an interplanetary sense that's not just on planet Earth. And so the idea of otherworld soul is more of a paying homage to our broader reality, our broader lineage as indigenous people also being people of the stars. And so the term otherworld soul is actually something that I kind of happened upon accidentally because I was in one of the websites where I was uploading my music to share publicly, and it gives you the option to say, well, what genre are you? And I went through their whole list, and I didn't find any genre that I wanted to declare was like my music. So then they had the term other. And I said, yeah, other. So beyond all these other R&B and hip-hop and rock and roll or jazz, I said, okay, my music is other. And then they give you the option for two more genres. And because I have such a passion for world music and world rhythms and things like this, I said, okay, well, other world. And I've always considered my music to be soul music as a singer, as a writer, because it comes from my soul. It comes from within, you know, and it comes also from beyond, where I recognize all of us are from beyond in one way or another. So that's where the term other world soul came from. And then I realized, I was like, other world? Like, oh, wow, that's an interesting term. So I essentially at that point adopted the terminology as how I identify the sound that I'm vibrating with now as otherworld soul.
So you're setting also just setting the foundation for other artists to flow within that frequency as well, because I know, you know, we have a habit of placing our talents or who we are in different boxes, but now you're setting that foundation for others to have the freedom to flow within that frequency or to do as you did, their music the way that they wanted to
be. So, exactly. I think it's a good time to define ourselves, you know, for ourselves so that we can really represent ourselves authentically.
Well, Makua Ray, I want to thank you so much. I look forward to your new album, Dolphin. And to all the listeners out there, please check out his site that he mentioned, his Facebook as well, Makua Ray, M-I-K-U-A-K, Ray, R-A-I, I'm so sorry. And for next time, next Friday on Now Time Radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Rafia. Peace and love.
Peace and love.